Wow.
And Mama said, never leave home without a microphone. She was right. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, are we going to have a loaded show tonight. Let me tell you, it is going to be a thrill. More for me than for you. Well, maybe for you too. Well, who do we have on the show tonight? Just name any Argo. Any Argo, just name them. Go ahead. Your favorite Argo. Who's your favorite Argo? In fact, not only do we have your favorite Argos on here tonight, we have your favorite Argo fans. Yes, yes. Laura Bursey's even here tonight. Heather Webster. And Anya Kragulichuk. Yes, I ruined her name most probably. That'll be Anya's picture up there. Oh, yeah, and a couple of Argos like Jim Barker, Scott Milanovic, Chad Kackert, Chad Owens, Ricky Ray, Quincy Hurst. Oh, shoot, we even have reporters on tonight. Bill Lankoff, a couple of York coaches. No, just one York coach. Then we'll go to Wednesday. We'll have a Windsor University coach. So, yeah, tonight's show is just plain and simple. There's only one way to put it, and it's to put it loaded. And, John, thanks for the call. I guess you were telling me that you didn't know if the show was going to be on or not. Well, apparently it made it. Sorry I didn't answer the phone. I was kind of busy starting the show. Anyway, this is a big week for the Argonauts and all the other CFL teams. If you're following TSN and Sportsnet and any other station that puts sports out, you'll notice that there's a lot of new things going on in the CFL. There's, you know, Winnipeg has a new stadium that's finally open a year late, but nonetheless, it's open, and that's the important thing. And it's a, it sounds to me, and what I've seen, may people kick me in the behind for a week, but it has to be one of the best new style stadiums I've seen in a while. Investors Field, Investors Group Field. IGF, I guess. Is that what it'll be for short? And, of course, you know, out in Saskatchewan, I think they're ready to chew on me a little bit because I said that. Just to show the picture of your stadium. Show it off. You're too busy bringing in better and better and better players. Spend some time on your stadium. What good are players if there's nowhere to sit that's really nice, that we know is nice? We know it's nice. It's a great place. And, you know, you've got Montreal. And then, of course, you got the Argonauts and the... Oh, boy. Wasn't it Calgary that used to be called the Saddle Dome? We should call the Rogers Centre the Saddle Dome because we're... Somebody saddled us with that stadium. No, that's not nice. I really didn't say that. That's not what I meant to say. Well, listen. We don't have much time. Gab, Frank, you know... You know what? We're going to... The first interview we're going to do is, I think... is with the guy. I'm lucky I interviewed him. He was here 2 days and he was gone. Drafted, of course, by the Detroit Lions. Last team to play for in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks. Big boy, big receiver. And we all heard that he isn't the prototypical receiver in the CFL. And I guess it's true because 2 days after being in camp, he's out of camp. And in this interview, he didn't want to talk about the NFL. I'm not sure he's going to want to talk about the CFL after this visit. Oh, he might catch on with another CFL team. Michael Williams.
You know, these guys are asking me questions and things like that. So whatever I can give back to younger guys, I will. But you know, just out here trying to compete and trying to really enjoy the experience. You know, sitting out a year being hurt and you know, coming up here and being in a new opportunity. So I'm just trying to...
I want to ask you, you might not have ever played in the CFL before, but you played football for a long time, so there's still a lot of guys that are going to ask you a lot of questions.
Right. I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm trying to get away from the whole CFL, NFL thing. I'm just trying to think of it as football. And, you know, regardless of the numbers and the, you know, movements and everything like that, it'll still come down to, you know, running and catching. So I think that's what I need to keep at the forefront.
How much did you know about the league before you came?
I know a little bit, just very little. I was, you know, I played one of my good friends is Brandon Browner. You know, he played up here in the CFL for a few years, and then we played together in Seattle. And you know, so I called him and I asked him a bunch of questions, and things. So, you know, I'm still kind of feeling my way through. It's kind of one of the things you got to kind of just go through for yourself and see for yourself. And, you know, I didn't really know what kind of response I would get, or I didn't really know if I would like it or how I would adjust. And, you know, I'm still on the go, still trying to figure it out. It's a lot of thinking, a lot of information coming at you at once, as well as what it demands physically. So, but it's what you try to sign up for. It's what you try to seize the opportunity. And you know, I'm learning like a lot of these other guys. So I just want to kind of come out here and you know, improve every day.
I'm sure you'll do well. They say sometimes that change is as good as a rest.
Yeah.
This change might be a good rest for you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, change is good. You know, change is good sometimes. So I just want to, you know, enjoy the experience.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Je te plumerai la tête.
Je te plumerai la tête.
Et la tête. Alouette. Well, the Alouettes are in their training camp as well. Coach Hawkins and company, they're very confident that they've got the team that can do it for them. It is true that Hawkins isn't that experienced, but they've loaded him with a lot of experienced coaches. So don't be surprised. The Alouettes might be able to do something. What do you think? The phone number here is 714-242-5250. If you'd like to call in and voice your opinion. So tonight's a big night, of course. We've got lots of stuff about the CFL. We've got lots of stuff about the Argos. And, of course, the Alouettes. New coaching system.
Gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai.
There you go. Now, if you're an Alouette fan, that's awesome, right? But what if you're an Argo fan? Well, let's go back and let's talk to the, well, let's see. Yeah, let's, no, I don't want to talk to him about that. Let's move a little bit. Let's flash forward a little bit, just a little bit. Here's a guy that tried out for the Argos last year, Quincy Hurst. He was injured, and really it was a disappointing training camp for him. He's back. Coach Milanovic believes that this kid has the talent. I want you to remember that name, Quincy Hurst.
Quincy Hurst.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Quincy, last year you had an injury, and it really put a damper on your progression, if you will.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened and how it affected you.
I tore my PCL in the preseason. I mean, obviously it affected my whole season. I didn't get to play all year. So it was basically just a mental year for me.
Quincy, you come from CIS?
That's right, University
yeah.
of Manitoba.
Okay, so when you came to camp last year, you had to learn a new city. Did you get any advantage, at least in the being injured part, of being more prepared this time around for camp?
Absolutely. I remember day one last year was 300% different than these days this year. I got my head around the offense, and I'm not thinking. I'm just going out there and reacting.
Okay, what would mark a successful camp for you? What do you see as successful for you? Other than the obvious making the team and scoring a touchdown in the first game.
I mean, just contributing, you know, being able to be part of the rotation and contribute all year.
All right, let's see. You have a great quarterback.
Excellent.
Must be nice to have that kind of quarterback, and the desire to catch.
Oh, exactly.
Ray must be really tempting.
Oh, very much so. I mean, he just throws such a perfect ball. You don't have to run great routes. You don't have to be in the exact spots, because he's going to get you there. He's going to put the ball to where you need to be. And he always keeps safe with the ball. You never need to worry about getting hit or anything like that.
Tell us about University of Manitoba and how you, when you went there, a little bit of the history there, how you enjoyed that experience, the CIS.
It was fun. It was my first time playing Canadian ball since I was real young, playing community in Vancouver. Coach Ryan Doby was excellent. He was great to me. We didn't have the most successful seasons when I was there, but I got really acclimated to the Canadian game, and it helped me be able to be successful here. Thank you.
Now, was he successful? Well, he's still in camp, and the real test is going to be, obviously, it's going to be whether he's here or not. Okay, let's do our next thing. What's our next thing? What's our next thing we're going to do? Now, you know what it is. Black and yellow. No, it's not the Bruins in them. Jesus. They're everywhere. Bruin fans are everywhere. Just like, what's her name? Catherine Sharonpour. She got upset because I said the officiating was terrible with that Bruins game. But let's talk Ticats, the other black and yellow, the one that's more important. They've signed import receiver Bakari Busey. Busey is, do we need to talk about him? Mm-hmm. And they also have a young guy named Joel Figueroa. That's another name you're going to have to pay attention to. And many are talking about Shamari Williams signing with the Ticats. Talent is something that is hard to come by, and the Argos are adding it, and the rest of the teams in the CFL are going to need to be concerned. For those of you, I don't know where they have their training camp. Is it at McMaster? Is that where they have their training camp? Let me see. Maybe I can find out. Is that where they have it? Secondary. Let me play that music. I like this tune, by the way. It's almost better than the... What the hell you gonna do? You gotta stay away. But Keen Bradley, turn around and run away. Cole Smith, where the hell you gonna throw? Look back, see you dancing in your end zone. Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's done. When I pulled off the line, that's done. Yeah, from a sound, you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Argonauts, they don't stand a chance. Blue Bombers, screw that, man. Alouettes, they think they're big. Coming home with the ring. It's Tiger time, get out the way. Going hard, every day. Fuck the Argos, the Alouettes. It's Tiger Town, we the best. Go, Cavs, go. Yellow. Yeah, you wait till you guys come into town. You're not going to be black and yellow. You're going to be black and double blue. You get it? Come on, tell me you got it. Well, we'll know if they got it by the reaction to me when they see me at the stadium. Jared Harris. That's all I'm thinking about right now is Jared and in Oscar Wee Wee. Well, one of the reasons why the Toronto Argonauts won the Grey Cup last year, didn't get any hardware. Wasn't the MVP of the Grey Cup. He wasn't the MVP of the league. Obviously not the Canadian MVP. But this guy is the reason why they won the Grey Cup. He really sets the table for the rest of the players that received all their hardware. This is the guy that everybody should be thanking for coming to Toronto from Edmonton. And I guess we should also thank Edmonton. We will a little later. What's really important to a player is not getting injured early in the season, especially at training camp. Unfortunately, Quincy Hurst didn't have that luxury. He got hurt. And Coach Milanovic spoke about the opportunities for players like him who maybe didn't get the opportunity they deserved last year, but now they're going to get the big opportunity. They've got the mental aspect of at least witnessing camp, and now they can apply the physical aspect.
This training camp started, once he healed up and got into this training camp, he was going to have a phenomenal opportunity because he showed us enough last year to open our eyes. And the thing that I was telling him was during practice, it's hard when you're not playing. You got to pay attention and watch your spots so that when that opportunity comes, you're ready. You know what to do. Take place. And basically, it was those things just to make sure that you're ready and don't make this a wasted season. Let's get something out of it mentally.
Thank you.
Yep.
One last question.
Yeah.
How is this year different for a second-year coach as head coach than last year? What are you doing differently this year?
You mean like philosophy-wise
with
the team?
Yeah. What have you picked up? What have you picked up from the first year that you're changing this year that you think made you a better coach the second year around?
Nothing philosophy-wise. I mean,
what about mechanically with the team?
Well, I mean, there's just different things that I'll be able to do this year with having a devoted offensive coordinator to free up some of my time. But, you know, just the way you handle a team, you know your players a little bit better, so you know when to push their buttons and when they don't need you to push their buttons, or they can pull themselves out of it, which is what you hope for as a coach. So I just feel more comfortable having a feel for where our team's at and you know, how to manage a staff and how to manage our football.
And good luck.
Thank you.
You know, for those of you that are reporters and or people who've known famous people for years and have dealt with them for years, don't bother listening to what I'm going to say right now. But for those of us that don't get much chance to talk to, for example, in particular, a talent like Ricky Ray, this is a man who came from Edmonton to a team that basically the previous year looked like it was on a road to nowhere. Ricky Ray strapped on the equipment, put on the helmet, that Argo helmet, and literally gave this team an opportunity to win. Now, that's not to suggest that the two Chads didn't make a contribution, because they did, even Ricky Foley. But it doesn't hurt to have one of the better quarterbacks in the league, a guy with a lot of experience, a guy that's been asked numerous questions on numerous fields on numerous days, and obviously over many years. So I was a little intimidated. But anyway, intimidation aside, I gave it my shot, my first time talking to Ricky Ray.
Obviously, last year was a great year,
And
now you got to follow up that year. What advantages and disadvantages do you have this year coming to camp and looking forward to the season?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of guys coming back. It's the same system, all three areas of the game for us as a team. So we have that experience and just reps and, you know, playing in big games all together out there. So I think this camp's going to be a little bit better for us, knowing what we're doing ahead of time coming into camp, and we can just kind of work on the smaller details of the stuff that the coaches want us to do out there, and you know, hopefully get off to a better start than we did last year. We were okay at the beginning of the year, and then you know, not so good towards the middle, and then finish strong. But we want to come out a little bit faster and maintain that throughout the year.
Outside of the injuries that affected that middle part that you're talking about, what little things did you correct then and that you'll bring with you this year so that you won't go through that mid-season?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, it was just, you know, getting game experience in this offense, getting more comfortable with taking it from the practice, from the playbook to the practice field, and then from the practice field to the game field. And it took me a little while to do that. So hopefully I can continue to improve. And like I said, this year, you know, there's going to be a few things that I was starting to pick up towards the end of the year, some smaller details that kind of helped me and, you know, be more comfortable in this offense. And even the guys around me got more comfortable, and I think it showed in our play. I mean, we just started playing a lot better. So just coming in with that confidence and experience is going to help us out.
It's very important for a quarterback to make sure that the team's ready for the play. You've got a move that you do that I watch that looks like a kung fu move, the crane. You do that. Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, we have a lot of motions, and receivers can, you know, run towards the line of scrimmage, and it's hard to hear in a lot of places, and so it just kind of gives them a little tip that I'm starting my cadence, and you know, some other quarterbacks have done that in the league, and we started doing it, you know, a little bit through last season. Just the receivers who were split way out wide and couldn't really hear the cadence kind of, you know, could at least see it visually and see that I was starting my cadence and time up their emotions off of that.
Second day of camp, you happy with it?
No. I mean, you're never happy. I mean, every now and then you get a really good practice and you feel good about yourself until you get in and watch the film and the coaches correct all the mistakes. But these first 2 days, you know, you feel rusty, you know, from not really, you know, being out here with everybody. I mean, it's hard to train for football just because, you know, it's a 12-man sport. And, you know, getting used to the guys' different speeds and then you throw the defense in there, I mean, you're going to be a little bit rusty. And hopefully we can get that ironed out, you know, in the next few days.
How about the first-round draft choice of the Detroit Lions in the National Football League, Mike Williams, who came for a tryout, was a bit oversized as far as CFL receivers is concerned?
You know, it's hard. We're not getting a lot of reps out there, and I haven't had a lot of reps with him. I mean, everybody looks good. Everybody's got ability and skill, and, you know, obviously he's got some different skills of his size and, you know, his speed and, you know, having that physical presence out there. So it's going to be fun to work with him. You know, Reggie's another big guy that has that. And as a quarterback, those are the guys that make it a little bit easier for you because you don't have to be so perfect with your passes.
What was your first opinion when you first saw him in terms of size? And
yeah, he's a big guy. You know, we didn't have too many, you know, big guy receivers on our team last year. We had some taller guys and Jason Barnes and Dontrell Inman. But for the most part, you know, we're kind of a small group. So these guys are pretty big and physical, and they've been showing their physicalness throughout practice. You just got to get some more reps.
All right, thanks so much.
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Phil Pella of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
Autumn is hunting season. The catch is gray. The contending captors are blue. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Rough, raw, and ready with the ultimate victory so close they can taste it.
They
hungered for it. And match for match, they hunt it down.
The play calling has been good by Tom.
The beauty and the beast. Designed for maximum audience participation.
That it's blue. Oh, forget it. That was a silly joke. Anyway. All right. So, in Winnipeg, well, the big story is the stadium. Let's face it. That is, you know, Investors Group Field is the main story. Mind you, though, that the team has some stories in it as well. A svelte, as my friend at Bathurst and Lawrence used to say, he's svelte for his weight. Well, you know, Buck Pierce is losing some weight, and he's looking kind of trim. I guess he figures maybe a little less weight will make him a little healthier. Well, I hope so, anyway. Anyway, a streamlined Buck Pierce is what you'll be seeing in this season. And, of course, they've signed Taylor Renaud, and they released Daniel Sheffield. Now, what's Burke's philosophy? What's Burke's philosophy? Let's see what Burke's philosophy is. Burke's philosophy is, if you score more points, you will win. Hey, that's a good philosophy. And if the team doesn't outscore you, you win too, right? Or you tie. It could be a tie, right? Good luck, Winnipeg. Just wait till you come to Toronto. I'm kidding. We'll be hosts. Let me remind you folks that Section 134B, if you want to come to an Argo game and pay a discounted price, just use my name. You can use actually Argo Lifers too, but you can tell them Frank sent you and find out how much less you're paying. I'm just saying, give it a shot. See what happens. I told the Argos I'll try to sell a ticket. If I personally can sell a ticket, I will consider I've accomplished what I need to accomplish. You don't agree? I think it's true. All right, so now, from time to time, you get the opportunity to meet people in the business, and it's your opportunity sometimes. They usually report on other people. I had a chance to catch up to Bill Lankoff. He's a Sun reporter covering the Argos, and I give him a little of his own treatment. You know what I'm saying? I asked a few Argos what I should ask him. No, I know I didn't. I'd never do that. This is all above board. Bill Lankoff has a long history of covering CFL games, and he's a great reporter. And again, I had a chance to talk to him, grab a coffee, listen to what he has to say. This is going to be a long and roundabout way of introducing the next person I talk to at the Argos training camp. For many of you that know, the Argos have cheerleaders, and they originate from the Sunshine Girl in the Toronto Sun newspaper. That's how it all started. They were sponsored by the Toronto Sun, and now they emphasize more the cheer team type thing, but still, back to its origins. The reporter we met with at the Argo training camp was Bill Lankoff. He writes for the Toronto Sun about the Toronto Argonauts, and I had a chance to talk to him at the sidelines. And this is what we had to say.
Ups and downs, but last year must have been a real surprise, even as a scribe.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could expect the team to go last to first, you know, especially in this league, because you never know what you're going to get. I mean, even when you look at this year's camp, you walk in here today and all of a sudden there's three defensive backs don't show up. Teams change, there's a lot of turnover. You just don't really know what's going to happen.
What do you look for as a writer, especially a guy with your experience, when you come to training camp? What are you looking for?
I just look for interesting stories. I like personalities. I like finding out about people's lives and where they've been. And especially in this league, it gets rather interesting sometimes because a lot of guys have histories. They're not just college kids. And they're a little older and they have had more experiences, so they're a little bit more interesting that way.
Last year was really exciting. You had new coaching staff, new coach. Barker moves up. It was something. There was a lot of newsworthy stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
This year, what might have been less newsworthy, it appears now there's lots of newsworthy stuff happening. Is that normal for the CFL on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah, there's always something goofy happening. You know? I mean, that's part of the appeal of this league. Some people don't like it, but I think it's kind of what makes this league interesting, is that you never know on a certain day what's going to happen or who's going to show up or who's not going to show up. So, yeah.
So what do you look forward to this year as a CFL writer? What do you see going on in the future? Some of the stuff the fans should look out for.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what Hamilton does. They're sort of in a similar situation as Toronto last year, where they're trying to bounce back and brought in a whole bunch of new people and a whole, you know, reorganized and everything. So it's almost the exact same situation that Toronto faced last year. So I think they're going to be interesting.
Well, Bill Miller, may your pen be full of ink.
Thank you very much.
Even though you hardly use it nowadays. Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure.
Do you want to be heard, disagreed with, or just plain shot down? Come on! Be brave! Call the Candid Frank Live Show, a.k.a. the CFL Show. You already hit the link to bring up the player, and you hit the play button so you can hear us. Now hit that little Skype button on that Candid Live players sitting there, like your pet, wanting a snack. So to connect with us and tell us your thoughts, hit that little tiny, cute, and tempting Skype button. Right? Now, do it! Or call 714-242-5250. That's 714-242-5250. Yes, they do. They have that rider pride. Talking about day two of training camp with the Rough Riders, playing in their new stadium, one that will be hosting the 101st Grey Cup, the first Grey Cup of the second century, and the first championship in its second century. There is no, absolutely no other professional league that has that long a history. So it's not just about Ryder pride, it's also about Canadian Football League pride. Well, as I said, day two, it's an embarrassment of riches. Ridiculous. Who do they get back? Like, they need more really talented players. John Chick, after, what is it, 3 or 4 years in the NFL, is back playing with the Rough Riders. This guy was the premier defensive player when he left to join the NFL. And he's back now with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I mean, the numbers this guy had were ridiculous. This guy was amazing. And now he's rejoined them. I mean, can you imagine him and Ricky Foley back there? It's going to be ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous. I'm going to love going. Hey, listen. You know, the nice thing about buying season tickets, I'm a shameless shill for the Toronto Argonauts. The great thing about getting season tickets, it's not just about watching the Argonauts. You're going to get to see teams like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I mean, the Argos are going to have to tie their shoes real tight when Saskatchewan comes into town. Because, baby, that's going to be a barn burner. And if you're not there for that, you're going to miss some history being made. Because last year, history was made by the Argonauts in a victory in Saskatchewan. And you know that the Argos aren't going to want to let Saskatchewan gain any momentum into the playoffs when they come here into the Rogers Centre. Now, I didn't mention this with the Argos as well, and with the Riders are announcing that they're selling single game tickets already. So, you can buy tickets, as I said, you can buy tickets to Saskatchewan or Montreal or whatever team that you think is worth, is worth following and joining your friends, because you don't want to go alone, right? Right? You don't want to go alone. No, you don't want to go alone. You got to go with people. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun being part of the Argo Lifers, previously known as the Argos for Life. It's all part of the same section 304B. All right, that's where we are, and I'll be there with my horn making noise if they let me. I'm not sure they're going to let me bring it in to Varsity Stadium. The news on Varsity Stadium came out, and it's going to be Prohibition Flashback Day. No alcohol, boys. Girls, back to the flasks and the wineskins we go. the good news about flasks and wineskins, they don't get thrown on the field. You can eat them for next time. At least last I heard. And I don't know if they even still sell wineskins. Do they still sell wineskins? I'm giving up my age. Yeah, we used to have wool coats, but they were real sheep. Okay, let's move on. And as much fun as it is to recollect those wonderful days when I used to take the bus, I just explained why. Bill Lankoff, we spoke to him. We hope you enjoyed the conversation with him. And I talked about Ricky Ray and Ricky Ray being a real – he's a monster. You know, he's an awesome quarterback. And I got to meet him the first time. He patted me on the back. He could sense I was nervous. He was such a great guy. He was so good about doing his thing, you know. And he was very open about what we were talking about, and he wasn't very defensive at all. Pretty cool, actually. Now, Chad Owens, I had a chance to talk to him. He didn't want to talk about the MMA, and I guess it turned out that I came a little too late into his little scrum because he mentioned it. And then when I got there and a few people left, the question had been asked, and Chad didn't want to talk about it anymore, which is fair. But, you know, he did it for the sake of putting himself in shape. As just another tool, and he said in the interview that I missed that it was another opportunity for him to think of a different way to become more powerful as a football player. So it's all about football, just a different way to exercise. It's like any of us that don't like to exercise. Pick me. It's hard to exercise because it really does take a lot of will, and I can testify to that. It takes a lot of will. Anyway, so Mr. In Shape All the Time, short interview, but I think I had fun with him. And it looked like the practice was motoring there a little bit.
It was fast, man. It was what you expect and what you want out of your practice. But I mean, I can't lie. I mean, shoot, this is the first double day. The second one, you know, getting started was kind of, you know, whew, okay, let's go. Once you get going, then start to feel it again. But it's what it is, man. It's the expectation. You know, he said it last year, and so we knew what was expected this year, and I think everyone's bought in, at least the returnees, you know, the ones, the receivers, we understand. I mean, everyone understands what it takes to win, to finish, and the tempo that you put in practice.
Congratulations on the season you had last year, and congratulations on your mixed martial arts victory.
Thank you.
I know a lot of you got your Grey Cup ring. How does it feel?
No, it's awesome. It's definitely what you work towards. The team back together. We enjoyed it.
Joe Pella of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay, why don't we talk to a fan next? Okay. I promised that we'd talk to Anya, who, by the way, is a new Facebook friend. You can friend me on Facebook if you want. I just got to be careful because Facebook keeps giving me grief because I make too many friends. You can't get to know 10, 15 people a day. It's impossible. It's impossible. Well, it happens. I may not be blonde and busty, but, you know, sometimes people are willing to make friends with you. Anyway, so speaking of friends, the Argonauts are fortunate to have some really lovely friends and lovely fans. And this is one of them. Her name's Anya. Anya was at the game, at the practice, sorry. And it was at the practice. And I think sadly because Anya was, she was not depressed. You know, she was well in control of her faculties. But I could tell down deep. I could see in her eyes. The news of Jordan Younger retiring was just too much for her. I can't talk anymore. You'll have to listen to her tell the story.
Tell me your name and spell it out for me.
A-N-I-A-K-R-A-G-U-L-J-A-C.
Okay. First of all, tell me a bit about yourself. You're an Argo fan. How long have you been an Argo fan?
I've had season tickets for about 13 seasons now. It's great to be able to get so up close and personal to a team, and that's a problem as well because Jordan Younger was my favorite player, and he announced his retirement today.
Well,
there was a little bit. Mr. Barker always refers to the fact that even though when players leave the team, as you probably are aware, there's always a chance they might come back. Last year, Belly came back. So I guess you might hold hope out for that.
Oh, I am holding out hope. I've sent him a text message, and he hasn't answered me yet, but he knows how I feel, and I wish him all the best, but I'd love to see him back wearing the 26 and in the double blue.
What makes him such a favorite of yours?
I don't know. I took to him from day one when he became an Argo. He's become such a great leader to the team, and I think they're going to miss that leadership from him and all his knowledge as a player, and I'm hoping one day he can maybe have a coaching position out here.
Okay, you're a football fan. How far does your football fandom go?
Just the CFL.
Just the CFL?
Yeah.
And how long has it been?
I became a fan in 97.
So now, tell us a little bit about last year. Let's review the year from your perspective. They came out of the gate, I guess slow would be the word that we'd use, right?
Right. We had a couple missed field goals that cost us the game in the beginning, and I honestly didn't think we'd end up as champions.
There was the stretch, and I refer to it all the time, after the Hamilton game that they lost. It really looked like they might not make the playoffs after being in first. What was going through your mind at that time?
I don't know. Even going to Montreal for the Eastern Final, every year when we would go in the past, it's like, why do we go? We just come back disappointed. It's a really long drive home after that. And it was just amazing at the very end when they missed the catch and we ended up winning that game. And words can't describe it. I took time off of work just to celebrate the Grey Cup week, and I managed to drink out of the cup afterwards as well. So.
Where did you drink out of the cup?
At the team party.
Well, that's nice. So now they win the Grey Cup. Here we are at training camp. There's always disappointments at training camp, like the one we just heard about Jordan Younger. But what's causing enthusiasm in your life right now as far as this training camp is concerned? New players, new situation?
Yeah, that's the sports of it all, right? You lose some, and then there are many more that will come in, and they'll never replace Jay White for me personally. But I'm excited to see the new talent, and hopefully Matt Black can step up and fill those shoes on defense. He's one of the best there, I guess, now. And I'm looking forward to this season. I think we got a good chance to make it into the playoffs again and hopefully repeat in Regina.
Well, I think most people would agree that the Argos didn't play their best football until the playoffs, until just before the playoffs. That Saskatchewan game seems to be the one general consensus says where the Argos turn things around.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Adriano Belli brought a lot back to the team as well with his experience and knowledge of the game.
And enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, I missed the short shorts at training camp.
Thank you for taking the time
to talk
to me, and I hope you have a great year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now,
how's that for fun? Wasn't that sweet? There are some things in life that you really enjoy. And I really enjoy the enthusiasm of, the Argo fans. It's the main attraction. And it transcends the Argonauts. It's not just about the Argonauts. If you had gone to the CFL party downtown last year, the 100th Grey Cup celebration, you would have got a real idea of how important the game is to everybody. And that importance is mainly due to the fact that the game is almost like a secret. You know, you look at people and they have no idea how great a game it is. And it really does make you a bigger fan. You hear about stuff like this, like hockey teams elsewhere. I'm beginning to understand why small areas that have hockey teams that don't really have a large fan base, why their fans are so rabid. I think it has to do with the fact that they feel like they're in on a secret. And, it's not as expensive for them to go. They get the same satisfaction they would if the team had, you know, especially if the team's playing well. So when you've got, like, we sit here and, well, you know, Leaf fans suffer through what the Maple Leafs deliver and pay a fortune to suffer. Whereas, you know, you go to Tampa Bay, you know, and they sell tickets there for $30. And that would not be the cheapest seats. That would be, you know, the most expensive are like $85, $90, if you follow where I'm going with this. But the thing is, they also offer you free parking, a beer, and what's the other thing? Free beer, free hot dog, and parking tickets, the parking ticket. So, you know, it's a good deal, and you have a good time. You know, look at it as though you're buying low. You're making an investment tomorrow to go have fun. You're buying low. It's what you're doing. I'm not kidding. If only I were kidding. And the only reason I'm talking about this right now is because I can't find my Calgary intro. Where's my Calgary intro? It's like the team. It disappeared at the great... Oh, no, that's not nice, Frank. That's not nice. You shouldn't have said that. That was uncalled for. You shouldn't make fun of Calgary like that. Calgary's a... Well, here, let's play some music, and then we'll look up at some information. We'll see what's happening.
It's a legacy 65 years in the making of undefeated seasons and Grey Cup wins. Old records broken and new records made. The players who gave it all on the field to lead our team to victory. Find out what legends will be born this year. Stamps season tickets start at just $139. Get yours at stampeders.com. Be a part of the ongoing legacy. Stampeders football. Calgary's horsepower.
Now, I don't know how old that commercial is, so don't blame me if the tickets are more expensive. A guy has to find what he can on the internet so that he can show respect for the opposition. Sometimes. Okay, so the Stamps have signed the import veteran defensive lineman Sean Lemon and import rookie quarterback Jimmy Coy to the roster. So is he going to be a number three or is he going to be a number two? I don't think he's going to be a number one. I don't think so anyway. Offensive lineman Brett Jones, receiver Brandon Kinney, defensive lineman Schwanson Miller, and defensive back Jaleel Johnson have signed with the team for another year. And, well, I can only say another year because in Calgary they don't announce how long they don't announce the terms of the contract. Okay. And for those of you that are real Calgary fans, the Junior Stamps camp is headed to Lethbridge. If you're out there, you know, there'll be players like veterans. We'll be taken care of by veterans like John Gott, Drew Tate, you know, that kind of stuff. And it should be a lot of fun. Stamps also signed the defensive lineman Marvin Brooker. That's Booker, sorry. An offensive lineman, Leonardo Bates. They'll be reporting to the May camp. They reported to the May 30th camp, the rookie camp. I assume they're still there. They would have to be there because it only serves them well to be there and to stay with the team. Just as when you look at training camp, there's 75 players, 75, 79, whatever it is. You know, upwards of almost 80 players, and they're all fighting for not that many jobs, less than half that. So, you know, the guy you look at, it's you or him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a tough situation. Best of luck to all the players across the CFL and the CIS. We'll be covering more of the CIS shortly when things start to percolate there as well. I told you I had a chance to talk to the Windsor coach and the York coach, and we're going to work on that as well. I must admit, I'm a one-man operation, so that means my finger dialing thingy is worn out. Even my BlackBerry is starting to yell at me and say, "Buddy, slow down, take a rest, get a rest." I love this part. Hey, this is the part I like. I'm going to do this one again. This is all off the cuff. Okay, this is not recorded.
This is my Grey Cup commercial. That is correct. The Argonauts. The Argonauts are the champions. They sit on the throne. Now, the other seven teams are coming after them. That is correct. They're coming after them hard and strong. because they want to sit on the Iron Throne.
You didn't get it, did you? Well, it's a slow crowd, man. That's the theme song from Game of Thrones. The intro, or theme song, however you want to refer to it, I guess. Now, also, today, when I went to practice, oh, and I want to apologize to all of you, and I really apologize for the fact that the mic is making all kinds of noise, and it's actually just my BlackBerry. I should get a mic for it with a muff on it. That's, I think they call it a muff. Isn't that what they call the thing that sits on the microphone? The thing that sits on the microphone is called a muff. Very windy. Very, 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 very windy. All right, well, while we're there, we had a chance to talk to GM Jim Barker, another accessible person. You know, this guy is a nice guy, but I don't, you know, I believe that this guy was a nice guy when, you know, when he was a coach. But for him to be successful as a GM, there has to be a little bit of, and this is overstating it, okay, but I just want to make sure you understand, there has to be a little bit of a cutthroat in him. You know, he's got to do what he can to get the best players he can get, and then once he's got those, he's got to find players that are better. That's the Jim Barker that we've got running the team. I mean, I think he'll be the first to tell you that the way he behaves is a necessary evil, and he doesn't quite like it. He really doesn't. Argos defensive coach Chris Jones' secondary took major hits prior to the first full practice on Sunday. Among the issues, captain of the defense Jordan Younger's apparent retirement, Pat Watkins dealing with personal issues, and Pacino Horn's calf muscle injury delaying their appearances at camp permanently or temporarily. GM Jim Barker shares his views on the effect these last-minute issues, concerns, and suspensions will have in the immediate future at the Argos training camp as they prepare for the new season.
Pat Watkins is heading to a personal problem, or personal whatever, in Florida. So we're just, you know, waiting to hear, you know, how long he'll be. Pacino is, again, he injured himself in training, so he's trying to get that rehab before he reports. So he's also, you know, been suspended. So those three are all different issues. I hit it all in one area in the secondary, so obviously that, you know, we've been scrambling to get that rectified.
Captain Jordan Younger's apparent retirement must have been a surprise.
You know, the timing of it was difficult, but, you know, he's...
Will he be missed in the locker room?
Well, obviously, he's a guy who was a captain last year, and somebody else has to pick up the slack.
Jim, do you expect Pacino Horn and Pat Watkins back anytime soon?
We expect them. You know, you just, of course, you know, Pacino's got an injury. When he feels like he's 100% and can go, then he'll be back. With Patrick's situation, is a little bit different. So he's got a thing he's dealing with down there that, well, you know, we are hoping that once that's taken care of, he'll be back.
Do you have a time frame on Pacino?
He thinks it's going to be maybe a week to 2 weeks, something along those lines.
So it's not a serious, you would expect,
no,
potentially,
I don't think,
for the beginning of the season.
It was just it was something he did training on the Saturday before he came to camp, and there's no real mechanism, so we told him to stay home until he's ready, until his leg's ready.
And any indication when Pat could be back?
What's that?
Do you know what the injury is?
Yeah, it's a calf. He's got strained his calf.
And Pat Watkins, is there any time frame on when?
That we don't know. No. Anybody who doesn't show up, they're put on a suspended list. That gives them a chance to replace them so that we can look at other people.
I know it's early, but do you think you have the guys in camp that can replace these guys that are missing temporarily or permanently?
You never know until you get out here and, you know, they're seeing, you know, an offense of some receivers that have some experience. So we'll find out pretty quickly who can play and not. Chris Jones has done this, you know, a long time with young guys, and it's something that we'll deal with, and by the time we get ready to kick off, we'll be fine.
Obviously, Khalif Mitchell, who you traded for with BC, is unhappy. Tell us where that stands right now.
I mean, obviously, when he got traded, I've said it before, it was hard for him. It was shocking to him. He had just started something there, and he just, you know, felt like he wanted to stay in the West. And I tried to do that, but I am not going to give a guy like with that kind of talent level away. And you know, over time, things have a way of working through. And he's here. He's been great so far, and we're expecting nothing but great things from him this year.
Just to go back. If Jordan Younger follows through on the retirement, will the Argos be doing anything special for him in the near future?
My department. You talk to Chris Rudge or something like that.
When did Jordan give you any indication that he was planning retiring?
We got wind of it at the ring ceremony. That's when he chatted with, you know, and that's where we got wind that he was going to do that. But I think he's probably going through some trepidation about what he should do and things. But we're under the assumption he's going to retire.
Pretty interesting first day of full practice, huh? Three players on the defense do not report. Team not prepared for those players not reporting, but the Argos have come back from further. In fact, last year, this same coaching staff knew no one. Now they know a few, but today they know a few less.
Bring your passion, bring your pride. Together we will stand. It's one united, unstoppable, undeniable, home field advantage. We are the Eskimo Empire.
Are you here?
Are you in? Holy interesting. Hope that doesn't mean my internet shut down, because my internet shut down. I think I'm on the air, and I'm actually not. What do you think? Do you think I'm still on the air? Can you tell if I'm still in the air? Let's see. Let's find out. I think I'm still on the air. Now, Edmonton, they're a young team. Sounds a lot like their hockey team, doesn't it? Just a little bit. Seems a little bit like their hockey team. And the question is, will the team play better this year than they did last year? Well, it's going to be kind of difficult to tell right away. Because there's a lot of teams out there right now, especially in the West, that have got a lot to prove. And, you know, starting with Saskatchewan, I mean, it's got to be tough to be right now. It's got to be tough to be the Edmonton Eskimos. But the Eskimos have done some stuff. They brought in some quarterbacks. Basically, they're in a position where they could be successful down the road. They really don't have all the talent that they need right now with the kind of experience that they need. But I've got a few guys that I'm pulling for there that got drafted to Edmonton, guys that are friends of the show, who became friends of the show thanks to Eric Weinrich, who sent us a bunch of young players who were being drafted. And Edmonton's going to be a young team with a little bit of difficulty. I don't know what's going on with my internet. If any of you know what's going on with the internet, let me know, okay? All right. So anyway, that's Edmonton. Let's go to another interview that we did earlier. This page cannot be displayed. Can you imagine that? What a way to go. This page, is that something you want to see? You know what I mean? Like, this page cannot be displayed. All right. Well, okay, we've talked to Barker, and we've talked to quite a few people. And now, two fans, one I know fairly well, Lori Bursey, and one I don't know so well, Heather Webster. They were both at the game, at the practice. Again, I want to call it a game, at the practice. And they were having a good time watching what's going on, and they're basically getting all worked up for another CFL season. Another opportunity to follow the Toronto Argonauts. And here's what they had to say right there at the sidelines. How you doing?
Doing great. Football started.
What are you doing here?
Watching football.
Watching
seeing
football.
Seeing what we have this year.
Let's review last year,
because
I don't get much chance to talk to the fans about the experience last year. The Argos came out of the gate kind of slow, but then mid-season they started developing a number one team, first place team. Now, how did you feel after that Hamilton game that they lost? Were you concerned that they would make the playoffs after having such a great start?
No, the way the last 2 years have gone, it's always what you do near the end. Like, if you start off slow, like the ones that start off strong always, like, peter out through the halfway through the season. So it's how you finish, and you just have to be patient as much as you get mad because they lose, and especially when it's Hamilton, but you just keep plugging away and being a fan.
So then they go into Saskatchewan, and I think we all agree that that was the turning point.
Definitely.
They really, you know, Saskatchewan gave them a tough time at home prior to that game. And it really, the playoffs hinged, at least they began at that game. Tell me the excitement that you felt when they won that game.
Oh, it was just great, because think that you possibly have a chance and your team's in it, and it's like, it's great. A great feeling.
Now tell me about yourself and how long you've been a football fan, and what drew you to the Canadian Football League.
I've been a fan basically growing up in my house. My dad always watched sports, and you had a choice. You either watched it or you didn't watch it. And my girlfriend took me down to a Montreal-Hamilton game, and that was 74. And just the excitement and seeing the live game, and I've been a fan ever since.
If I guess it's a tough question, but what do you see this year that may be different than last year?
Our defense. Not too many people back, but offense seems to be not too much changes, but defense has us a bit concerned to see what's going to happen there.
Heather, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. You're welcome. Lori Bursey. She is also the head honcho of the Friends of the Argonauts.
Hey, Frank.
You know, Lori, this is great. It's finally back. I've been doing CFL and the Argos since January. I don't know why, but I did it anyway. It's finally, there's actually a reason to go out to a football field, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is just so exciting. And see, again, Mother Nature is an Argo fan, because it was pouring rain this morning when I left the house, and now it's bright and sunny and beautiful and warm, and everybody's having a great time here.
Tell me about the Friends of the Argonauts and what's going on this year, or where you're at right now.
Well, we always have our annual corn roast, and this year it's going to be on August the 10th, which is works out perfectly for the schedule, and everybody's going to be around, so that'll be great. And I'm going to plan to do a bus trip to Guelph when the Argos play the Ticats.
And let's talk about last year in the Grey Cup. I was with you there in Montreal. That game that came down to one throw in the end zone, the Argo end zone, that hit the numbers. And I still, nobody can tell me exactly why that ball wasn't caught. What was going through your mind when that ball was in midair?
Well, you know, it's funny, because I didn't even know who it was that didn't catch the ball at the time. Found out later, and the reason why I didn't is because once that ball was not caught, I burst into tears. I was just sobbing, and it didn't really matter, because it meant we were going to the Grey Cup. But interestingly enough, it was Brian Bratton, who right now is a guest coach here today.
How's that for irony?
Yeah, I know. So we love him. We love you, Brian.
Tell me about this year. How do you see things stacking up for the fans with their team, the Argonauts?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, we've got some holes to fill. There's absolutely no question. And, you know, one of our leaders, Jordan Younger, our starting safety, you know, he's a leader on and off the field. We're really going to miss him. And, you know, who knows? Anything can happen this week. But, you know, we're missing a couple of defensive backs as well. And our defensive line has been pretty much decimated except for Kevin Huntley. But, you know, this happened to us last year, too. We lost Byron Parker and quite a few other veterans. We thought we were doomed, but, you know, that's what team is all about in terms of football. I mean, you lose people and you have to regroup, and people have to mentor each other and help each other out, and it all worked out well last year, so I'm sure it will again this year.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's not like this coaching staff doesn't have the experience of coming in first year.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Okay. So really, they're ahead of the game of last year. At least they know some of the people. They didn't know anybody last
year.
Yeah.
And that's a great point, because everybody was new last year. The coaches, the players, everything. But, you know, there's a sense of continuity this year, which makes me feel so much more comfortable. The coaches, for the most part, except for missing Orlando Steinauer, are basically the same. And the offense is basically intact as well. So the biggest part is ensuring that Ricky Ray is comfortable. And the reason I think we started off slow last year is, you know, when you spend your entire career with one team and one system and pretty much the same organization, to come into a brand new environment like Ricky did, I knew it was going to take some time. So I was willing to be patient, because I've watched the magic of Ricky Ray, and I've always wanted him on our team. So when he finally came, I was absolutely over the moon. And whatever sacrifices this team has to make to keep him and keep him happy, then we have to. I mean, we've lived so many years without a qualified, competent quarterback. And to have him is just thrilling for me. As long as we have him, everything else will fall into place.
GM Jim Barker is well suited for this situation. He's the type of man who doesn't make any bones about the fact that even though he finds a jewel, let's say like Kackert, the next day he's out looking for the guy that's going to replace Kackert. So I guess wouldn't it be fair to say that he's pretty well set to deal with the situation at the turnover?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Jim has built a lot of credibility in the league. He's got some tremendous contacts, not only throughout Canada, but certainly in the U.S. as well. And, you know, when you build a trust and credibility with people who can help you out and point you in the right direction and help you find players to fill in the gaps, then, you know, that's a huge part of the battle. And Jim's proven that he can find some pretty decent players. So I'm not concerned about that. It might take some time to get people up to speed. You talk to anybody who's played in a U.S. system all their lives, it's just very difficult for them to make that transition to the wider field and the longer field and really understand the nuances of this game. But, you know, if Jim can do it, or if anybody can do it, Jim can do it. So.
Now, tell me about the Friends of Argonauts and how people can join. I'm a member.
Yes.
Unabashed. Facebook, there's a Facebook page.
There's a Facebook page. And people can reach us through friendsoftheargonauts.com, through our website. And, so we're hooking up with renewals pretty soon, going into June, just waiting for the pins to arrive, and we're off to the races again.
Congratulations, and thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
Joe Pella of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Candid Frank Live.
Well, now, are you sure there's any fish in here at all? Because we haven't latched into one today yet.
Tired of sitting on the sidelines? Want to be part of the game?
Be offensive. Be radical. The CFL is back and more radical than ever. The action never stops. It's hard-hitting, high-scoring football. Get in the game. Wear the attitude.
Go, go, go. Woo!
Be offensive. Be radical. CFL football. Get in the game.
You having a little popcorn?
Follow Argonaut. It was a moment to remember. Doug Flutie upon the shoulders of teammates after shouldering the burden to bring the Grey Cup back to Toronto, a burden he's game to bear again this year.
More than anything, each year, each game is the most important. People have very short memories when it comes to sports. And last year was great. It was a great success story, and we're happy with it. But now we've got to move forward and go after it this year. If you don't win it this year, you're a bum.
Flutie's been anything but. His run-and-gun style is so successful in the CFL, he's once again attracting interest from the NFL. But Flutie won't go, because the CFL continues to let him write his own ticket.
Right now, for me to go back to the NFL, I'd have to take a tremendous pay cut and be put in a more difficult situation. So why would I do that?
Under a new CFL-NFL agreement, Flutie's eligible to leave immediately after his CFL season is complete. But that means rejoining the NFL in midseason.
If I go to an NFL team, I want to have a training camp under my belt. I want to be in the best possible situation for me to be successful. And I tried that once before when I went to Chicago, had 3 days of practice and jumped in and played in the game on Monday night. That's not the way to do it.
Flutie keeps. And Flutie scores. Touchdown, Toronto.
Instead, Doug Flutie will do it in Toronto again. Rob Sinclair, Global Sports.
Thanks for the folks at Global.
You used to be winners. Now you're just whiners. Boo-hoo, we are different. We are French. Shut up. You're not even real French anywhere, like those guys from Denmark, man. In Vancouver, we're real. Yeah, the championship BC Lions, they're really going to kick some Alouette butt. Poutine sucks. BC rules.
CFL, the rivalry lives on.
What's up, dudes?
The dudes he's talking to are a bunch of Montreal Alouettes who thumped the crap out of him. So just so you know, that was just humor, okay? Anyway, the BC Lions, obviously that's who we're introducing. They released quarterback Jarrett Brown and running back Jaidi Shinaba and suspended defensive lineman Adrian Awesome. And we know about suspensions and how those work because of here in Toronto, if a player doesn't show up, let's say he gets injured not playing football or not being with the Argos, and then now he has to recover on his own time, and he also becomes suspended so that the team can bring in somebody else to check out. They also signed quarterback Joey Elliott, extended wide receiver Courtney Taylor, they released wide receiver Justin Harper and Maurice Evans. They also signed wide receiver Emmanuel Arsenault, and let's see, wide receiver Jamar Johnson, wide receiver William Cole, and Corey Williams. So, and they also signed a bunch of prospects as well. So, BC, what do you think the chances of BC are? Well, they were a disappointment last year. There's only one way to describe them. They were a disappointment. They finished first, and they literally were like fed to the Lions. In this case, they were fed to the Calgary Stampeders. You know, nobody expected BC to be eliminated that quickly, but they were, and they're going to come out fired. As I said earlier, I wouldn't want to be Edmonton because Edmonton's going to get pounded, and the only relief they're going to get, and this is a warning to my buddies, the Argos, and the Alouettes, and everybody else in the Eastern Division, that when Edmonton comes here, they're going to be angry because... Because can you imagine, they got to play all year, they got to play BC, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. Just think about that for a second. Think about the teams that we're talking about here. Hey, I love the East, you know, born and raised in the East. So, you know, this is just me. It's like when I make comments about hockey teams. I'm not a specific team hockey fan. I like the game. When I see stuff go crazy in the game, I talk about it. I mention it, and I will be writing about it. When I can get this show under control here. But, yeah, in fact, no, I don't want to get in hockey. This is football. And anyway, the BC Lions, they're going to be angry coming out of the gate because they really felt like they should have made the Grey Cup. Calgary's going to be loaded for bear. I mean, they didn't show very well at the Grey Cup, the 100th Grey Cup that they lost, of course, to the Argos. And for goodness sake, Saskatchewan, they just got Chick back. The defense is going to stifle everybody. Ricky Ray, we're going to need Ricky Ray at his best to beat Saskatchewan. But you know what? He could very well be. We have a good offense here. The Argos are pretty good. They you know, it's going to be the Argos offense against BC's defense. And the problem's going to be, and hopefully not, hopefully the minuses that happened to the Argos over the break, if you will, between seasons, will be overcome. But let's respect, and you've heard it, you've heard JY's best fan, Anya, she misses Jordan Younger, and the team's going to miss Jordan Younger. But what I didn't mention in as well as that is that Matt Black, who I talked to today, and we'll have that interview for you on Wednesday. We can't fit them all in, and we got to split them between 2 days, Monday and Wednesday. This show is on Monday and Wednesday, and we're going to make it CFL crazy as we can make it, for as long as we can make it. Now, I've got a few minutes here and there. If anybody wants to call, the number is 714-242-5250. Oh, and John, you too. We got at least 5 minutes, a little later down the road, if you want to call in. Maybe we hurt his feelings because we put an alarm clock on him. I don't think so. He's a bigger guy than that. Anyway, so yeah, so the BC Lions, going to be good. And, you know, this CFL season is going to be awesome because I'm telling you, a lot of the teams are very excited about their chances of winning the Grey Cup. And not because of other teams. That's the beauty of this year. It's because of what they're doing. Forget about the opposition. It's, you know, that old story. You know, take care of your game. Their game won't mean anything. So we've got a lot of teams that really can put the foot to the metal, the pedal to the metal. So, you know, and BC, as I said, BC, Saskatchewan, Calgary, real horses. Hamilton's made a lot of great strides. They had a great offense. Defense was a problem. Austin's come in, and he's made sure that the team has better defensive posture to make sure that they had the correct tactician to motivate the Hamilton defense. They brought in former Argo Orlando Steinhauer. Now, we know what he did with their defense last year. It's gonna be awesome. I mean, Hamilton's going to be in better shape than people realize. And, of course, Montreal, even though they have a new coach, they still have Jim Popp, and they have a lot of experience in the rest of the coaching staff, CFL experience. Because the other kind of experience, while it's helpful, is not the answer. The answer always is you need guys with CFL experience on the team. You can't do it without. Here the Argos tried it 1 year, and it just didn't work out. And even in Hamilton a couple years ago, it kind of blew up too. So, yeah, it's very important to have Canadian coaches. And when you consider the game is a lot different than any other game, you know, it is what it is. And a little later you'll hear from a great football mind in a little while, talking about why does anyone have to, and this is a good point, and you'll hear it come a little later. Is it really important to compare the CFL with the NFL? And I will give him credit before we do the interview. And he raised a great point. And you know, why it didn't occur to me, I don't know. It just didn't. You know, you take people in the United States, on Friday they go to their high school game, on Saturday they go to their college game, and on Sunday they go to the NFL game. And it really doesn't matter because they're all football. And the CFL is football as well. And I keep forgetting that, and every so often people remind me that, you know, it's not – what makes the CFL interesting is that it's football. It's a different type of football, but it doesn't mean anything other than it's football. Now, there are, you know, differences, as there are in the three levels that I discussed with you just now, you know, high school, college, NFL. And there are other leagues as well. Here in Canada, we have some football leagues that we will explore them. We will learn about football in Canada from the grassroots to the CFL. I'm honoring the CFL today and talking all the teams because it's training camp time, and a lot of people are excited about their teams in action. Even though it's only training camp, there's a lot of excitement, and I hope I'm sharing that excitement with you and having a little fun with the CFL. TSN is obviously the leader in covering the CFL. I'm not in competition with them at all. Don't even intend to be, just like anything else. I'm just having fun as a fan, enjoying covering the CFL, giving it some time. Whether I'm giving more time to the CFL or not isn't relevant. What's relevant is we're just another avenue for CFL fans to take part, to listen, and maybe to get their fix of CFL action. Now, the number here is 714-242-5250. So we'll go to my favorite morning man. His name is Mike Richards. And, of course, he's with TSN 1050. And for those of you that are Argo fans, you're well aware of this tune. And I play it often, at least once a night. Once a show, at least, anyway. But, yeah, once a show. That'd be fair, right there. And this is the time I'm going to play it, right now. Thank you.
just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white, least I'd like snob. I like porno and Proline and books about porn. I got an average house with nice hardwood floors. My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. No way. Now I gotta wear double blue and hit the subway downtown. Yeah. I need football big on a really big field. No silicone cheerleaders. I want my chicks real. I'm an Argo. I fly to D.C. and hide all their weed. I go to Regina and say, how about that wheat? I'm an Argo. I'm an Argo. I park in Commonwealth and take Edmonton spaces while Edmonton people make Edmonton faces. I'm an Argo. I'm an Argo.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they say that I'm wrong.
Nah, I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
He's such a big Argo.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself one of those Condridge Holloway mess jerseys circa 1982 with the midriff showing, just like those skanky Queen Street Lady Gaga wannabes, and walk right into Harbor 60, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about the Argos on the radio anytime I want, because unlike that 60-year-old from The Fan who wears sunglasses on TV, I actually go to the games. Okay. Vicky
Bob McCloud.
20 years of boring people with their Dungeons & Dragons staff, and have a great big 20-year-old cakewalk right in the middle of Young Street, and it will make a lick of difference. You know why? Because we got the bombs. Yeah. We got Schultz, Dennegan, frickin' Naylor, and frickin' Randorf. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get Bill Simons, Joel Kroll, Terry Greer, and frickin' Don Moen, and a giant case of Crown Royal, and we're gonna go right down.
Hey, you know what, pal? You really are an Argo.
Just shut up and sing the song, pal. I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
Argo! Hey! Argo! Oh, oh! Oh, oh! Oh, oh! I'm an Argo, and I'm proud of it.
And he truly is proud of it. I had a chance to meet Mike Richards, and he gave me permission to play that. So now that he's given me permission to play it, I'm going to play it, right? Well, like it's not like I wasn't playing it. The other thing of note is Lori Bursey is trying to convince him into creating a G-rated version that can be played on the Jumbotron at the Rogers Center, which I think is awesome. And of course, if he does that, he better get some video of our group in 134B, or I'll sick John Granger on him.
I just thought I'd add in there, Frank.
Yeah, I noticed.
I love that part.
Why'd you call me 5 minutes before the show went on air? Were you worried it wasn't going to be on?
Excuse me, I was giving you a heads up that none of your notices that go out prior to the show coming on were on anywhere. So nowhere.
Oh, usually really?
I get a notice an hour before. Yeah. So I thought I'd give you a heads up, and as soon as I called, a minute later, I see about 20 of them popping up on Facebook. So you're welcome. I wasn't worried about your show being on. I just thought, he's too busy, and he forgot to put the notice out. Okay.
No, it happens automatically. I don't have to do anything.
Basically, it doesn't happen anymore. It's not happening for you anymore, Frank. It only went on like 3 minutes prior to the show.
I think the important question, John, is does it happen any less? Doesn't happen anymore. Does it happen? Never mind. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So listen, Frank, I just wanted to kind of correct you on something. You were mentioning about the Argo Life Force, previously known as Argo for Life. It was never previously known for Argo for Life. It's always been Argo Life Force. Argo for Life stands for the players that we honor. They are Argo for Life, like 31, number 69. That's the, you know, when you wear a jersey and you put Argo for Life on the back, it is to represent the player that is one of the all-time Argos, first of all, and there's 23 of them. And anybody that you really cherish as an Argo football player for life. So, but we've always been the Argo Lifers. It's just Argo for Life is what we more or less represent and honor the players who are Argo Lifers.
Understood.
Does that clear it up?
Sure. It's as clear as mud. Okay. Let me take care of a couple of things here. I'll share with you. You know, it's too late, John. Unfortunately, the Barbados trip for April 24th to 28th, 2013 with the CFLPA, the fantasy camp. We can't submit our form. It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
Well, there's no more form.
I got my ticket. Well, I got my ticket. All you need is a plane ticket. What are you talking about?
Oh, you got your ticket? I didn't get one.
Sure.
You see how it works?
You just type in and push submit to purchase and a Visa card number, and you get a plane ticket. It's just as easy as that. But
really?
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't. Yeah, it is, truly. So anyway, I hear you're enjoying camp.
Yeah, I am, actually. Of course I am.
Well,
it's keeping
good,
me busy. It's been windy. It's been windy, though, I got to tell you.
Oh, look, wait till you get to Arendelle and they start having the practices there. Talk about wind, okay?
Oh.
Lower field, it's like, you know, on a humid day, it's beautiful, okay? On a cool day, like it was today on a sunny, not so much. I don't know. It gets a little bit chilly down there, but it's all good. I noticed that on the pictures that they've been posting on the Argo Facebook and website, and some of the pictures my friends are sending me, the high school turfs look awesome.
Wow.
You've got to experience them on hands, right? They're pretty nice, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why would they be? They definitely are. I haven't seen anything so beautiful. What are we talking about?
Well, no, truly, for a high school, are you kidding me? I wish I played football on turf like that when I was in high school. Got to give me a break. I mean, I don't think those guys want to go to Arendelle. I think the reason why they still haven't gone to Arendelle
they're making excuses.
Last week. Yeah. I'm thinking they like where they are. You know, at least they don't have to walk a quarter of a mile to their dressing rooms and take a shower like they do at Arendelle. If they're practicing on the upper field, it's a good walk. You know, they should have bicycles like they do for the Green Bay Packer players.
Oh.
It's about that kind of a trick.
Oh, that explains.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now I understand why it says on the instructions that you can't talk to them while they're walking, probably because they need every breath they can muster.
Well, or it's a long walk, and you're probably going to get a lot of stuff out of them, which they don't want to maybe talk about, and it's one of those things where they have no other options to turn away from you except to go in one direction, and that's the reason probably why they have that rule, Frank.
John, it's,
but you will,
not,
yeah, you got
it's
it?
Not like
yeah.
I do. It's not like I can keep up with them. It's uphill, too.
Well, you're not doing bad with your cane so far.
Hey, you came if you're able. The other thing I just wanted to mention also with the CFL Players Association, you can go onto their website and you can check out some of the events that have taken place. And I ask you if you're interested to check it out. It's a great website, and CFL Players Association, those are the players that are – it's their organization that you know, for the players that are existing. And then later, if you want, if you really like that website, just going to give the fans a chance to get close up and personal with some of the other stuff that's going on, John. So do you have any questions about training camp? I met your friend Frank Ziccarelli. I'm going to interview him next time.
Oh, good.
It's been too sunny to interview him.
Oh, Frank. That's
what?
Cool.
What?
I mean,
cool.
He's follically challenged. That's all it is, okay? You don't have to give a visual description of the glare.
He's follically challenged?
Did I use the wrong word there? I'm sorry.
No. It's a good word. You know, I thought he was frolically challenged because he's not a
okay.
He's not much of a frolicker. By the way, we're making fun of a reporter, and we like him. Never mind. I'm going to talk to him, Frank Zeccarelli, and he's with his son, right? Is he with the
yes,
son?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And
Toronto
he writes. Yeah,
Toronto.
He writes for the Sun, and he's a great guy, and he's been around for a long time, and he's covered the Argos for a very long time. And when I remember him, he had really long hair around the edges of his head, but not really like from the top, just the edges.
Wow.
He looked a lot like Danny DeVito.
Okay. I don't remember ever Frank with hair, but you look much no longer than me. So
I'm older than you are. I go back further than you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be, because I really don't. Even now, Frank, and we don't mean to pick on you, Frank. We really don't. Maybe a little. But even now, in the Sun photo that he has in his on his columns, it looks like he's like back 20 years ago, and it's still the same it is now. It's just he's got less wrinkles in that shot. So anyway, I don't want to pick on Frank. So
no,
you're going to have
today.
To talk.
Today I met another guy that's frolically challenged.
Okay, Okay. Your word
no,
is better.
It's follically challenged. Sorry.
Yes.
Sunil Joshi. He's another good guy that goes way back. He was there today.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, they're gonna start dropping in and start getting a little bit more interest. I guess the Jays are out of town, so there's more press guys to fill some time in. That's the only reason why you're gonna see more. You're gonna notice that, Frank. When the Jays are back, less guys at practice. When the Jays are away, you'll see more press people at practice just because they gotta. You know, do an article. It is what it is, right? Speaking of
Absolutely.
Articles, Frank.
Yes.
Speaking of articles, Frank.
Yes.
Have you sold any season tickets, Frank?
I have high aspirations. I'm going for one. I'm going to try and sell one ticket. And when I do, I'm going to spend $1,000 celebrating.
You know what, Frank?
Wait a minute.
You've
that
already
doesn't make
sold
sense.
It in a. Let me explain this to you, but you don't have to literally sell any. Just the fact that you're doing what you're doing is great, and that in itself is good enough for me, and just keep it up. And, you know, there's going to be haters out there, which is normal, and if you are hated, that means you are loved also, because they love to hate you. So so it's all good.
Wow.
And
Franks are taking hits
up.
Right now, aren't they? The Franks are taking hits today. He doesn't have to feel alone. He doesn't have to feel alone.
Frank, you should know me by now. If there's an opportunity to lighten the mood, I'm going to take a shot. All right? I'm going to take a shot.
Well,
that's my shot.
Okay, fine. No, that's fair. It's better than the way you usually lighten the mood.
Oh, okay. People don't know what you're talking about.
Don't light a cigarette lighter when John's lighting the mood. Anyway.
What? That didn't make any sense. I don't even get what you're talking about there. Nobody
messing me, baby.
Frank,
messing.
Okay, I told you.
Okay, that's enough.
Frank,
listen, this
no
is
more
football.
Wine. No more
listen.
Wine during the show.
I'm not drinking
it. Four glasses. Okay.
I'm not drinking.
And I don't mean glasses, a mug. Your glasses are a mug. I'm talking wine glasses at four stop, all right? So, because I didn't get that one. But anyway, varsity game, I just want to bring
drinking.
Up.
I didn't drink any.
Okay, sure. Yeah, but I didn't get
well,
that
that's
joke,
not
and I don't even know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know, that's what I'm saying. Never mind.
Okay, you know what? Will you get this joke? You know, I always wanted to mention... In the Argo song by Mike Richards, he refers to some guy, some 60-year-old guy. Who's he referring to?
You're catching me off. I'm trying to think of the song now, word by word. I don't know. What are you talking about?
The 60-year-old guy that talks about sports but never goes to a football game.
You mean the part where he goes, bottle, 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 bottle.
No, no, not that,
that
part.
Part. I don't know what part. I just filled that in. I don't know what part, word by word. I like the fact that he did that, and a friend of mine, Jamie, mentioned to me tonight, you know, it's off that other song by this actor guy who sung, I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole.
Oh, no, hey, easy, so easy. This is our G-rated show, so remember?
No, Rouge Radio accepts assholes, don't they? And so does Ken and Frank and Blog Radio. So don't worry about
okay,
it, Frank.
Okay, it's Monday. I'm going to have to bleep it out. I'm going to have to bleep it out now.
Oh, please.
What the bleep?
Oh,
yeah, my
Frank,
feelings.
I've heard a lot of your shows, and you've used
oh,
much
hang on
worse.
A second. That, I do?
No,
no effing way.
No.
Anyway,
Frank, let's keep it football related.
Okay,
varsity game.
Varsity, go varsity.
Just want to let everybody know in the Toronto area, if you're in the Toronto area and you're going to the game, there's a pub just outside of St. George subway station called Duke of York. We're going to be gathering there probably around 5 o'clock. If people can get there early, that's great. And we're going to be departing from there around 6, 6:30 because the gates open up to 6. And it's general admission, and I hear that they got blocked off depending on what kind of season ticket holder you are in the Rogers Center. There's 3 blocked off areas that we're going to be divided into. But if you guys want to meet and go and we're going to sit all together, join us at Duke of York by all means. Randy Newman, an SOB Ticat fan, he's going to be setting it up with management tomorrow. So just giving a shout out to anybody who's interested. Join us on the 20th of June, 5 o'clock at Duke of York, and be there or be square.
They changed the name of the place, eh?
Oh, they did? No, they didn't.
Yeah, they changed the name of the place. They now serve nuts for free. It's called the Duke of Squirrel.
Oh!
Duke of Squirrel. Squirrel. Never mind.
Dude,
are you nuts?
Frank,
are you nuts?
Those are 55 to 60-year-old jokes you're using here. These are old classic stuff. People in the 20, 30, or even... What?
Like me.
Like you.
Like me. Okay, yeah, so everybody's going to the Duke of Squirrel, okay, and they're going to, the other guy, what they're referring to is the guy on Sportsnet, the guy that does the sports on Sportsnet. He used to be on the radio, now he's on radio and TV. The older guy, the 60-year-old guy. What's the 60-year-old guy's name? Rob something. Bob something?
McClown?
Bob McClown. No, Bob McClown. That's what it is. Bob McClown.
Oh, yes. What do you want with him?
Nothing. He's the guy that Mike Richards is referring to.
Oh, okay. Here I'm talking about the varsity game and why we're meeting at the pub. And by the way, we're meeting there, Frank, because this game is a dry game. Do you know what that means, Frank?
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
It's good. Well, if you're thirsty, it's going to hurt. Yes, meaning that there is no alcohol being served during the game.
That's right.
Or at the game or anything. Yeah, what's that?
That wasn't me.
Oh, is that the silence is shock? Is it because you're not going to be able to watch?
Oh,
no,
I've run out of jokes.
Frank, we about 8 shows ago, you ran out of jokes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I tell you what. I'll buy you a drink and I'll serve it in a David Steinberg.
Wow. I need a drink after all of these. These are wearing me out. I'd like
you know
to
what?
Laugh.
My problem, stuff, my problem is that I haven't had anything to drink tonight. I haven't had any wine or any beer or anything. I'm doing this show dry in practice for the varsity game.
There you go. Well, I don't think you're going to be dry, Frank, because, you know, like I said, we're meeting prior to the game for a reason. And, you know, to take a little bit of a stress off. I like the fact that it's on a Thursday. I don't mind that. You know, just ask for an hour off work. That's all you got to do earlier to get off. And it's all good. And it's a Friday following, so that way if you have a hangover going to work next day, you know that Saturday you can sleep in. So Thursdays are always great. See how I worked that out?
Yes. Yes, you did. You did it. Totally.
Okay, listen, Frank, another thing I like to do, Frank.
Hold it. Okay, my turn. This is my turn now. I get to. Tell me what you think of the Jordan Younger retirement.
Is it? I don't know. Is it? He hasn't filed any form papers yet, the proper forms yet to he's announced it, but let's say he does actually fill the forms out and he actually signs the papers that he's officially retiring. Because usually, Frank, it's a little bit odd to me, the announcement and the timing of it, especially from a guy like Jordan, a captain, that he would do it this close and, you know, into the couple of weeks before the season starts and just as training camp starts. It's a little bit funny that somebody just decides to go now.
As he's receiving the ring for winning the championship the year before.
Right. So, which I'm glad they did that, by the way. I'm glad that they didn't, give him the rings on the season opener. That's crazy. That's just too much pressure. You get all this stuff out of the way and focus on the opener, which was going to be a tough one against the Ticats. But what do I think of the if he does actually, retire, it's sad. And I don't like to be in Jim Barker's shoes right now because he's a big spot to fill. Great player, great personality, and a really good people person. I got to tell you, Jordan's a really good guy. So I met him a few times at Cornrows and away games. And
we got to get him on the show. We got to get him on the show, John. You got to help me get him on the get him on the show.
Okay. All right,
we got to get him on. I got to call him. No, we got to get him on the show. We got to tell him how much we love him and how much we miss him. And we got to talk him into we're going to do our best to get him back in the lineup. That's it.
Well, Frank,
Jordan, we're not letting you retire.
I'll give you a little hint. Frank, why don't you just look hard? You're going to see him at the practices at the training camp. Okay.
Actually,
so,
I'm going to see him at practices, but not necessarily at training camp. I'm going to see if I can hook up with him. The Oakville Titans, he's their coach.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another avenue to look into. But
yeah.
Like I said, bottom line, sad if he does retire and will be missed and a big hole to fill. Because, he's all the things about him, he's a good guy. So, sad thing. That's what you want to know, Frank? I give you my answer on that. Too
okay,
bad.
Good.
I know Argo fans out there are going to miss him a lot. So
totally.
Yeah, it's all good, Vinegar.
Totally.
Listen, speaking of Argo fans, Frank, again, shout-outs. Chris
yes.
Johnson down in California loved it.
Randy, Chris, Randy Christinger. But, you.
Thanks, me.
Diane Kearns, to whom I owe a lot because she's been a supporter from the beginning along with you and a very small group of people and everybody's been really supportive for putting this thing together. Let's see, who else? I had a whole
Gary
list of names. I mentioned a whole list of people the other day, and now you put me on the spot because where did I put it? I don't know where I put that list.
Well,
so I could read it again.
There, if I can.
But okay, we've got the Kingsleys. Well, you want to thank Gary Grubb? He's never called me. I'm not thanking him until he calls me. Well, he's the boat.
Well, there's a lot of people that haven't called you, Frank, and you're thanking them anyway. So come on.
Well, you're right.
All right.
So Gary Grubb,
right.
your boat logo buddy, right? Isn't that who he is?
There's a lot of boat logo buddies. We got a lot of them. Speaking of boat logo, check out Toronto Argonauts boat logo page on Facebook, which is as of August 22nd, is going to be turned into the Toronto Argonauts boat logo Argo Lifers page, and it's because everybody who's a boat logo fan is also Argo Lifer. And we're going to have a nice little group there, Frank. Can't wait to get the first game going. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I can't wait. Seriously, I can't wait. We're getting a nice core of Argo Lifers gathering in one section where to show the rest of the stadium what it takes to be a real football fan, stand on defense, shut your mouth on offense, and show your colors all the time, not just visually, but vocally, okay?
Absolutely.
And we're going to do it hard this year. I want to have a lot of fun doing it. You know, last year was a good startup, and we had a lot of fun, made a lot of noise. This year, whoo, just wait. You're going to hear us out there, CFL.
Okay, we're not finished with the shutouts. We're not finished with the shutouts. Are you done?
Go for it.
Okay. Joe Appel, thank you, buddy. Also family. And, of course, Mike Bradwell, Jason Pottinger, his mom and dad. Who else we got here? We got John Granger, I already said. David Grossman, who's a new guy that I haven't introduced you yet to, or you don't know about him yet. But David's somebody that... that's trying to help me to make this into a video thing, and I appreciate his help. Mike Goodchild, somebody you hooked me up with. Mike is out in Winnipeg. Mike is a big, big Argo fan in the wrong city, apparently, and he sent me some stuff, which I... Hmm?
No, he's in the right city. He's in his hometown showing his real feelings and passion. I mean, it's tough doing that, right? I love people like that. Okay?
Isn't he in Winnipeg?
Yes.
Isn't he in Winnipeg?
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Okay.
And
King Corey Boyd, who's an often contributor to this program. The Kingsleys, both Cheryl and Kevin. Jared Harris, who's a... It's okay. He's a Ticat fan, but he's allowed to be a Ticat fan. I mentioned Randy Christinger, who's made some awesome videos for both of us. And it's been, it's been great what he's done for us.
You can't forget your friend Aaron.
Aaron William Freeland. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Catherine Shyampour, who is real happy tonight because her team was 5-1 last night. Somebody Facebooked me and told me that the Bruins were winning 5-1. Who else? Let's see. James Van Riemsdyk. James Van Riemsdyk.
Okay. I got a new one for you, too, a new listener for you, a new Argo Lifer season ticket holder. And forgive me, Chris, if I get your last name wrong. Chris Shivershan or Shivershran. I'm sorry, Chris. Forgive me. You'll come on the air one time and announce it properly, okay? How's that? Right, Frank?
Easily, yes. Yes, the phone's always open. Paul Woods, who should be winding up his book. About the 81-83 Argonauts. Who else we got here? Norman Hart? No, he's not into... Heather Josie Moore. Heather Josie Moore. She's been supportive since I had her on the program. She's a roller hockey player. Yes,
did
I did.
That was... Jennifer Amoroso.
And then Jennifer Amoroso and Scott Taylor, who writes in Winnipeg. I got to call him and talk about Winnipeg because that's going to be awesome. John Sokolowski, he is the Argo photographer. Who else? Let's see here.
Lori Bursey.
Jason Sperling, you know, Mr. Rouge Radio. Got to give him a shout-out. Even Chad Cackard, who's been on the show, John Avery, who's been on the show. Probably one of the shows that you enjoyed the most was the Avery visit, remember? Ron James, the CBC comedian. We got to hook up with him. He might be a part of something. Who else we got?
I got one for you. Go ahead. The first year photographer for the boat logo page, Doug Lewis.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I went right by him because I didn't want. Never mind. Dan Giancola. He's Ryan Hines, the Hamilton Tiger Cat, who was on the show, one of Cackert's friends. Leon Sandcastle, otherwise known. Do you know who Leon Sandcastle is?
No. Doesn't ring a bell. Sorry about that, Leon.
Leon Sandcastle? Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm terrible with names. I told you already. So you're lucky even getting what you are getting out of me as far as names. I'm horrible. You know, it's just what it is.
His name.
I don't remember the name.
His name is Khalil Carter, but he's also known as Leon Sandcastle.
Okay, you got me, Frank. Sorry, I don't know.
Don Landry, great, great guy.
Okay, yes, Don.
Don,
yes.
Don Landry, you know, Ajiro Kowali, great guy. Oh, Jamie Wolodarski, and that's Wolodarsky.
That's say it again one more time for Jamie.
Wolodarsky. Jamie. Jamee. No, no, wait. I-E. I before
he all together now, Frank. All together. We're going to give Jamie a whole 30 seconds. All together now. You got to say clearly. First to last. Go ahead.
Okay. Capital J, little A, little M, little I, little E, capital W, O, little O, L, O, D, A, R, S, K, Y. And who else? Well, we want to also say hello to
Kennedy.
Yep, absolutely. Christian Kennedy. And, of course, Sarah Orleski. You know, she's on the sidelines for all the CFL games and was there when at the sidelines when the Argos won the Grey Cup. And also, I believe she was even at the Eastern Final. Or was she?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Erica
right?
Lemieux, City Seed Farms.
Yes. 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 And we'll have her on one of our Fridays. One of our Fridays.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. We got to have her on. Who else? Let's see. I'm just figuring. Oh, Hugh Charles, who without him, we wouldn't have a. I wouldn't have a. Oh, never mind. A profile picture on the bicycle.
Oh.
Ricky Ray. Yeah. Ricky Ray. Jeff Keefe.
You know what? You know, I don't know. Feeling
better.
They're waiting for their names. They're, you know what, Frank? It's you got
Jeff
a lot
Johnson.
Of friends.
Maurice Mann.
Yes. And then one day we'll come out of here and we'll give you all the Argo lifers you can name off, and then you can get lists from all the Saskatchewan fans, Ticat fans, and we'll name off all the people.
Oh. and Phil Perrier of the SOB page. Neil Bylow, another guy from the SOB page.
Yes. And a good
well,
friend of yours, Jason McKenzie from the SOB
yes,
page.
Yes, yes. Great friend. Had long conversations with him in message.
Oh, you guys go way back. Good time.
Way back. David Chu,
oh,
great
friend. We have another guy out there named Philip Bird who joined us in the Argo Lifer section who came to a few games, and he was a pretty vocal guy, which I appreciated that. So, Phillip,
and Michelle Kincaid. Michelle Kincaid, who, thanks to her, I got Grey Cup tickets at the last minute, thanks to her and her connections.
Yeah.
To whom I owe a lot. And, of course,
okay.
Let's see. We're not done yet. We're almost there.
Well, no, Frank, listen, what I'll do is I'll let you finish off because I don't even know how I got caught doing a whole hour with you right now. I just thought I'd give a hello, and I did, and always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for doing the show. Good stuff, Frankie. You have a good night. All the callers out there, enjoy yourselves. Thanks for listening to Frank's show. Good CFL talk. He's got more interviews coming up, more stuff. Just hold on to your pants. He's really, really going to turn on the special guests that are going to be coming on in the next few weeks. How's that for pressure for you, Frank?
Oh, lots of pressure. lots of pressure.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night. Good night, Cleveland.
Good night. Yeah, and good night, Cavaliers. Oh, my God. Holy crapola. I mean, it's like a windstorm. You know what I'm saying? I've lost track of where I was. Did we do Barker? Yeah, we did. We did them too. Oh, okay. I still got. We'll do a Cackert one next. Oh no, you know what? Because I want to play this again tomorrow, and I want to make sure I have enough time to do this. I met Khalif Mitchell. Oh gosh, I wish John was still here because I wanted to play it while John was on the phone so we could talk about him after. But I have a new favorite. I have my favorite player is Chad Cackert. Okay, on the Argos. Why is he my favorite player? I don't know. I just like the kid. What can I say? I like the way he runs, and I like the way he bounces off people, and he's a driving force. Chad Owens is no different. Chad Owens is as good a player as Chad Cackert. As I said earlier, without Ricky Ray, these guys, you know, may not be able to do what they do without him. I mean, after all, it's the fear of Ricky Ray's arm that Chad Cackert has a little more time to do what he's going to do. But don't let me take anything away from Chad Cackert or Chad Owens, for that matter. Remember, the MVP Grey Cup, MVP of the season. And, well, I met this new guy, and this guy here, I love him already. One interview with this guy, and I love this guy, Khalif Mitchell. The Argos have struck gold with this guy. This guy is going to turn those boring days of probably around October, when things get a little boring and testy and it becomes the dog days, this guy's going to turn around and do stuff. He is a different, he's different than Belly, but he has an image that he likes to project. You know what I mean? So he's an image projector. And oh my goodness. First interview, I thought for sure there was going to be a reporter lying on the ground. And it was amazing, totally amazing, I'm telling you. It was so much fun watching this interview. Now, I want you to tell me if you sense any tension. And I want you to know his tension wasn't directed at me, okay? Although it probably will eventually, and I hope I survive it. This guy's fantastic. I really like, and this isn't sarcastic, I love Khalif Mitchell. He is a rare bird. During the offseason, the Argos made a big trade. They traded for Khalif Mitchell from the BC Lions. Khalif decided that he really didn't want to come, but he did show up at training camp. And he did set some ground rules of how the interview process should go. Probably even further than interview, a person-to-person relationship.
More so that I am not eager to change anyone's perception. And more so, a lot of people are wanting to change someone's perception, when I'm more accepting of giving you a token to gather you, let you have any perception you would like of me. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, that's your free token. After that, you're bullying me. So therefore, after that, you've characterized yourself into a whole other class that I don't even want to be in. So I'm accepting of the faults that I have as a man, as a person, as an athlete, and I'm accepting of the fact that those can change with greater actions. But to dismiss or not want those to be shown, that's not who I am. One thing I could bring to the Argos is something that actually I don't think is much, besides the fact that I've already been a champ and lost. And, you know, coming to a championship team where all these guys have already won, there's not really much that I can say besides the fact that I know the empty feeling of wanting to be there, and you guys know the fulfillment of being there. So the two paradigms come at the same time. You know, I was getting prepared to myself to play Toronto, and now I'm here and they're the champs. And so it's just one of those realities that when you wake up and you look at it, it's like it makes sense. But at the beginning, it just didn't make sense at first, you know, because of so many different opportunities. But you have to refine them, and, you know, you have to bring it down to a focus, and you just have to be a man about it. You know, I'm growing up as a man. I've only been playing football since 11th grade. I got a full scholarship after 2 years of college football, where people have been playing for 8 years and never could get it. So I'm learning. Football is still new to me, so I'm still growing in football. And to come here and to be under the stewardship of Jim Barker and Coach Chris and Coach Milanovic, I mean, it's great. And to be under the stewardship of these great teammates, I got most of my sacks against Ricky Ray. Now he's my quarterback. I give him a hug every day. I think I wanted to kiss him, but then someone stole that already. You know, the kissing guy is gone, so I'm real sad. But I definitely let him know, you know, like, you're a great quarterback. I have lots of respect for you. You guys even had a picture where I sacked him and I was smiling. But you know what? To be here and to be in the presence of those guys and to know that my offense can produce points and to be over here with a defense that's just locked down, it's a great feeling.
On that, you are Armand Armstead this year. Same number, and you're expecting...
He did? He had the same number?
96.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's a good number.
What do you think about this defense? Because this defense doesn't just expect you to run downhill. Armand Armstead, when he was here, he had to pull back into coverage. He had to do a bunch of different things. How complicated is this defense, and how difficult is it difficult to take in? Or
I'm Khalif Mitchell with 96. Armand Armstead is already gone. So I respect the fact that he was here and that he has passed, and he's in the NFL doing great things. And I pray that he just have more blessings. But this time, this year, we don't have the Grey Cup anymore. They've already took it. Perlator took it when they gave us the rings. I knew that when I got mine. See, the thing this team doesn't understand yet is the feeling of knowing that when you were supposed to win, you didn't. Because they did. and I did at one point. So that's what I can bring here. That's the biggest asset I have. Everything else is a plus to me being on this team.
How about the fire you bring? You're a very intense guy, and that intensity is necessary on the football field. Not every player is the same.
Yeah.
So there's a balance, correct?
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel you will create that balance?
Well, I mean, I was so excited to come out here. I haven't slept in 48 hours. 2 days. I haven't got no sleep. I almost fell asleep stretching. But then again, when the whistle was blown and it was time to go, I got tired. But then again, I was like, I'm in football. The sun came out. I can go and play. Man, I went harder and I ran harder and I pushed myself harder. And you know what? That is the first step to something greater than even I don't even know how great it can be, but I know it, with this team and with the team we have, it's going to be something way special.
Go
way
much special. Further than you can, than you think you can, and keep going and ignore the pain, ignore the tiredness, and just keep going.
Now you sound like pinball.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who wants the last question? You can't have it. The lady.
Don't put me on
this
spot, please.
Did you take it out of the mic? It's awesome, man. You know, it's a good feeling here. There's a lot of great guys here, you know, and I was looking at guys who I told them that I didn't want to come here, and a lot of them didn't understand why I told them that, you know, and I had business opportunities that I let go of to say that I came here, you know, and that's a sacrifice that I was going to take to put beyond just myself in football. But you know what? I love this team enough to put that aside and come out here and not sleep for a whole 2 days and give them 100%. So thank you guys. And I more questions to come. And tell Chris Schultz I love him. Have a blessed day, guys. You're welcome.
Well, now, are you sure there's any fish in here at all? Because we haven't latched into one today yet.
Tired of sitting on the sidelines? Want to be part of the game?
Be offensive. Be radical. The CFL is back and more radical than ever. The action never stops. It's hard-hitting, high-scoring football. Get in the game. Wear the attitude.
Come on, go, go, go. Woo! Be offensive. Be radical. CFL football. Get in the game.
You having more popcorn?
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Thank you for joining us tonight for the Candid Frank Live Show, heard on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great night, everyone.
I thought we said we were going to fire that guy.